This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem media stations in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America on some great radio stations across the country, as well as across the Caribbean, and streaming live online via the internet and the satellite around the world. And a special shout out goes to our military, our first responders, our veterans, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial, the maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and the new ones, the bridge tenders, yep, the bridge tenders, keeping the bridges going up and down so everybody can get across to the islands. Thank you so very much for the big job that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can like the page and then get in the chat room and chat with us over there. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the all-brand-new website now for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. I think you'll like what you see over there. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to do something new called the What You Know Joe segment. Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Ain't I happy?
What You Know Joe?
I ain't fooling. I need schooling. I don't know. I don't know.
What you know, Joe?
I just can't figure.
All right, that's the What You Know Joe segment, a blast from the past, and thank you very much for Carolyn down in Sarasota cooking up that idea, because it was worth the price of admission on that one. Well, here's where we're going to go with this. Donald Trump Jr. defended his father, the president's drop in the polls, and there's a story behind that, too. And then he tore into Joe Biden's populist Made in America plan, which is exactly what Donald Trump has been talking about since before he got elected.
True enough.
Then he pointed out that Joe Biden and his son have garnered hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, while Joe was vice president, and Joe needs to come clean about Hunter and China. Think he ever will?
No.
Think he'll ever be forced to?
No.
Many people do think that Hunter's in the middle of the crosshairs here.
Well, if anything comes of any of this, it won't be because of Joe Biden. It'll be because of other investigators.
Mm-hmm. But do you think there's something there to all of this? Many people do.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, so we'll just have to sit back and watch and see what happens. And the unbelievable thing is that we do know that Joe made a little money on the side there, and we know that his brother made a lot of money on the side, and we know Hunter got a bunch of money, so that much we do know. Now, number two, and this is just unbelievable. The Navy had an explosion and fire on board one of their assault ships that had been out at sea for, I guess, 6 months, the Bonhomie Richard, tied up at port in San Diego. And last I knew, there were 21 injured people, 17 sailors, and 4 civilians.
Yeah, I think 12 are hospitalized. This fire The ship was in port for maintenance, and the fire started in the cargo hold. As we speak, it is still burning.
Yes.
And due to the heat, it has actually caused structural damage to the keel. But yet, the Navy is saying, I mean, I think the ship was, it's quite old, honestly, but they say they're going to repair it, which is kind of fascinating. But the cause is still unknown. And I think the cause is still unknown because it's still burning.
Yeah, they say they've ID'd what they think is one of the, is the cause, but they haven't said what. And you are right, it's still burning, and it may burn for days right down to the water level.
I have no idea.
Well, I do. I've had one ship fire in my career as a firefighter. It was a grain ship, and it burnt right down to the water level until we could literally drown it and temporarily sink the ship right where it was at, which is what we did with the water that we put on it. We actually, in effect, sank the ship right exactly where it was sitting right there at its berth. So it is what it is. Didn't sink underwater, obviously. Just went down to, you know, 25, 30 feet deep in the water, and then it drowned itself, everything down below it. I'm thinking that's what they'll do here, but I could be wrong.
Well, they're not going to drown it. I mean, they say they're going to repair it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they repaired that ship, too, but it took, God, it took, that was a what we call a Great Lakes freighter. It took, like, I'd say 2.5-3 years to get the doggone thing fixed again, because they worked on it right there. They floated the thing back up, and they worked on the ship right there where they got it totally taken care of. But this was just I would call it a luck of the draw, an older ship, doing a lot of maintenance, doing a lot of painting, a lot of different things nearby that could have been a problem. Thank God there was no ammunition on it, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and they flew all the helicopters off, right?
Yeah, and then they moved a couple other ships out of the way too.
Yeah, and one of them was the ship that had been struck in the South China Sea by another one of those destroyers. I forgot the name of it, but that was one of the ones that was sitting there, and they were in port, too, same time. So strange that we do that. All right, well, when we come back, folks, we're going to continue our conversation with Denise Simon. And, oh, by the way, there is a brand, actually, there's two polls. One of them is one that you're very familiar with, and another one's an internal poll that you don't know about. And things are not as bad as the Democrats might let you believe. And we'll get into that. And then we'll get into what the Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is talking about. That's got a lot of people concerned, including Nancy Pelosi, who kind of, sort of, agrees with her. Go figure. I'll be right back.
When you need to know the...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you something. I've been taking Balance of Nature now going on three and a half months, and they've done just the same thing they did for me the last time I took them about 2 years ago. It's given me a little bit more pep in my step because, you know, the hours that I keep are just out of whack. And, for example, Saturday I was down in Port Charlotte. After doing the show Saturday night, I had to drive straight down to Port Charlotte. Stayed awake all day. Left the show about 2 o'clock. Got home about 4:30. And if I hadn't been doing what I was doing, I don't think I could have stayed awake that long, but I did. But anyway, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, or if you're suffering from all sorts of little problems when it comes to your health, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, which is really important, if you don't believe me, try going without them and you'll know. Now, I got a great deal for you. Now, I'm taking the fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature, and they are working for me. Very simple, very plain to explain. They are working for me. You can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Just speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. They work for me. Hopefully, they'll work for you, too. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us, and hello again.
Good morning.
Now, the educational secretary, Betsy DeVos, has talked about school reopening, and she's got a plan, and she says the plan cannot be based on short-term COVID spikes. In the meantime, Nancy Pelosi seems to somewhat agree with her by saying, and I quote, "Going back to school presents the biggest risk for the spread of coronavirus. However," she said, "if there are Centers for Disease and Control Prevention guidelines, they should be the requirements, and the government should mandate them."
you know, this woman is remarkable because schools are managed and the responsibility of the state,
mm-hmm.
not the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government can provide guidelines and a little bit of funding, but the schools, you know, it's all local. It is so local such that the L.A. schools said that they are not going to reopen unless LAPD is defunded.
Oh, yeah.
Pelosi just needs to understand that government is not the answer to absolutely everything. I mean, it's fine if she endorses Betsy DeVos and the CDC guidelines. That's fine. But it's kind of like everybody is blaming Trump for his handling of the virus, in the task force.
Mm-hmm.
He never told any governor no. Any request any governor made, he never said no. So whatever people don't like about how the virus is managed in their city or their town or their state is not the issue of the federal government. It's all at the state level.
Now, he never said no until, I guess, this weekend when he said no to Minneapolis about wanting money to rebuild their city.
Well, but that has nothing, that has nothing to do with the virus.
Nope.
And two, it's already been said that any city and or state that has mismanaged their budgets,
mm-hmm.
The federal government's not there to bail them out.
Nope, you're right. Now, let's talk for a second about the latest John Zogby poll. John Zogby, of course, a former professor at the University College of Syracuse University. I've met the man, and he at one time was, I wouldn't call him liberal. He was kind of middle of the road. Now, all of a sudden, he's got everybody confused because he announced that President Trump was closing in on Biden. And in terms of the polls that were coming out there, and that he was within the margin of error, most of the big polls that are out there that have Biden up by 5 points here or 6 points there, not the ones that are double digit, but he said there Donald Trump was, in fact, closing the poll numbers.
This race is Trump's to lose. Mm-hmm. So I think the Trump campaign needs to try a couple of tracks here. The one place that has me more concerned probably than anything else are the independents. And nobody ever speaks of them. But they, right now they are tending to poll with the Democrats. So, Trump's campaign needs to, I think, reflect on a few things here and in a lot of cases needs to go back to, a little more benevolent message to concentrate on the economy and certainly jobs, but more than that, law and order. I mean, we have virtually no law and order across this country. Media tells us, I mean, it shows us the horrors that are going on virtually every day. I mean, there was a story that got very little press on Saturday night that somebody set the statue of the Virgin Mary on fire in front of a church in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who does that? So maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez missed the memo on that one because it's got nothing to do with shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you just want a loaf
Trump
of bread.
Yeah, right. So
tell the people that they grabbed the Gucci handbag, though. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
This is where the Trump re-election campaign needs to concentrate.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. You are so right when it comes to that. Now, the other thing is that, and AOC is interesting because the way she said that, I'm just going to mention this and we'll move on. The New York City crime surge is due to the residents needing to to shoplift some bread amidst their unemployment. Yeah, sure, right. That's why the Gucci bags and the televisions going out the doors were what we were seeing. Okay.
Yeah. Setting fires to police cars and the buildings. What's that got to do with it?
Yep. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's going to call Robert Mueller to testify before his Senate subcommittee.
I'm not sure I know why.
I'm not either, unless he wants to embarrass him again, because he really embarrassed himself the last time around.
Yeah.
Mueller I'm talking about.
Well, the only thing I can think of is, you know, after the Mueller report and the things that we have since found out, dealing with Russia collusion, we're finding out that there are an awful lot of things that the Mueller team, and we're using Mueller. Mueller was, he was nothing more than a marquee here. The entire, Mueller operation was, Andrew Weissman.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're since finding out several other things. So, you know, it may be some good theater. But, you know, when you look at Manafort, when you look at Flynn, when you look at Roger Stone, we have found out that the Mueller operation never needed to happen because we found out through Crossfire Hurricane that there was no there, but they continued with the 3-year charade. And so that is partially, I think, the reason that Trump commuted to Roger Stone's sentence, but we also have to remember the other reason is because of the jury foreman was tainted and
right.
biased.
Did you see the op-ed that Mueller wrote about the
I knew about it, but I did not read it.
Yeah, he actually said that he gave the reasons for vindicating or for why the Roger Stone probe was needed. So. Not to be outdone, we've got the an execution, I believe, in Texas tonight of Daniel Lee that has been rescheduled because the federal appeals court exercised its last-minute appeal, and I don't think the Supreme Court of the United States is going to step in.
I don't either.
So he will be the first one in Texas to be executed, I guess, in a while, right, under a federal charge?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we're going with that. Now, what are you writing about today? We've had all kinds of things for you to write, so I'm sure you got something up your sleeve.
I'm probably going to go try and teach some people about where the Democrat Party is in the Communist Manifesto.
Okay, that's an interesting one. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Run on over there, grab the stuff she has, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters are working around the clock on a fire that broke out on the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego, California. The Navy says the entire crew of the ship was accounted for. Officials with the fire department say first responders are also accounted for. A handful of crew members and firefighters did suffer from smoke inhalation. The Navy is also reporting two guided missile destroyers, including the USS Fitzgerald, have been moved away from the Bonham Richard as it continues to burn at Naval Base San Diego. Local, base, and shipboard firefighters are continuing their efforts to contain the blaze. Approximately 160 sailors were on board the ship when the fire started. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but officials say they don't expect any foul play. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, you want to check them out online, NAA.edu. Because you can get a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech, and highly in-demand job pays a lot of money, too. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, two campuses where they can teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can become, in 14 short months, a certified aviation maintenance tech. And what that means is you will have a job that will start you out at around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week, but you can work all the overtime you want and make a phenomenal amount of money. And some people have been able to make a six-figure salary right off the bat the first year just by applying themselves and taking all the jobs over there. Because right now, aviation maintenance techs are in high demand. Why? Because of all the aircraft that's sitting around. And it needs to be recertified. And it takes an aviation maintenance tech to do it. So, that makes your job all that much more important. Now, you can go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their two facilities. Either the one in Concord, Mass. Or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be glad if you did, because you'll find out what I've been telling you. You'll find out what I've been telling you. So it's a tremendous opportunity for you. National Aviation Academy. Now, the big story tonight is coming from San Diego. And it's the fact that we have the amphibious assault ship, Bonhomme Richard, which is burning right now. And burning at its dock, I might add, in San Diego, at the naval base there. It had a couple of destroyers moored up beside it, and both of them had to be moved for fear that it was going to do damage to them, as there was an explosion to begin with and a couple of subsequent explosions afterwards. Now, we've had 21 people injured, 17 sailors, and 4 civilian workers have been injured. We also have got a full response from the San Diego Fire Department to this, along with the Navy. And as it stands right now, the ship is still on fire. And I'm not surprised. Ship fires are very hard once they get running around in the ship to put out, because they jump from one compartment to another, from one section or one floor to another, very easily. And most experts believe it's probably going to burn itself down to the water level before it puts itself out. That's probably what's going to happen. We'll see. They might get lucky over the next few hours and be able to stop it. But my experience with a ship fire is it's going to do what it's going to do, not what you want it to do. So that being said, 21 people injured. We'll keep you abreast if anything changes as to what's going on. Now, the Army and their Chief of Staff, James McConville, arrived in Thailand to become the first official visitors to Thailand since entry rules were eased as part of the lifting of the coronavirus restrictions. Now, he was welcomed in Thailand with a coronavirus test of his own. That's okay. Lead by example, right? Now, we'll see what happens with all of that. Also, he signed a strategic vision pact with Thailand. Now, he met with Thailand's prime minister and its army chief in the first high-level visit by a foreign delegation to Thailand since COVID-19 disrupted international travel. And they signed a strategic vision pact. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, the Navy is cutting physical fitness tests for the remainder of the year amidst concerns about the spread of COVID-19 after already canceling the spring cycle of the physical fitness assessment in March. Now, the carrier Theodore Roosevelt has also arrived in San Diego, but it's returning without two of its crew members who died during employment and the original commanding officer. They have an interim commanding officer right now, and they're coming back to port. Now, the Navy has pulled back on an order barring attendance at off-base religious services after at least 5 service members took action to fight the coronavirus-related restrictions. Also, the U.S. Air Force is keeping an eye on the Army's next-generation rotorcraft program, which could fill a gap for agile aircraft that might be needed in a fight against Russia or China. The The Air Force has also launched a task force to look for and change policies and procedures unfairly hurting minorities and other underrepresented airmen in the facility. Now, the new chief of the United States Air Force, Chief of Staff, General Brown, Benjamin Brown, has announced a new commanding officer for the Pacific Air Forces. His name, General Kenneth Wilsbach. And congratulations to the general for getting that position. Now, security forces airmen will soon need better anti-drone weapons as the Pentagon looks for ways to prevent small drones from targeting American bases. U.S. Air Force security forces will need better tools to deter the unmanned systems, which aim to disrupt base operations on and also to spy on aircraft, according to the Air Force. So we'll see what happens there. And two installations in Japan, now marine installations, are on lockdown as COVID-19 returns to Okinawa. A new outbreak of COVID-19 among several Marine Corps personnel led to a temporary shelter-in-place order aboard two of the numerous Marine Corps camps in Okinawa. So we'll see how soon that changes. Now, the Space Force, who hasn't been in the news for a while, is facing a stopgap polar communications system, but it passed another milestone, the U.S. Space Force's stopgap Arctic communications system, with its control and planning segment, CAPS ground system, passed a critical design review, and now is going into the testing phase. By the way, the United States on this week gave approved a purchase by Japan of 105 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, moving the country one step closer to becoming the biggest foreign customer of the Lockheed Martin-produced jet. And Bath Ironworks now has laid off some workers during their strike. If you remember right, Bath Ironworks has gone on strike against the Navy and building some of their ships. However, the Navy had already made plans and was putting some of that shipbuilding in another part of the country. Now, what happens from there, we don't know, but we'll keep our eyes on it. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street right after these messages here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to ask Chris, he's a sports guy, I'm going to ask him what he thinks about the Redskins changing their name. Oh, boy. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to...
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by BoomerNaturals.com. And you know, right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never seen before. And one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover. Had to do it Saturday at the gun show. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offers the same protection. Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. Now, these are in stock right now and ship to you fast, and these multi-use covers also are very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric. Now, this may enhance filtration and block droplets and any tiny particles, and Boomer also donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code CAPTAIN20, BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers and a whole bunch more wellness supplies there too. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the product code CAPTAIN20 and save 20% on your order. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
The Washington Redskins have announced that they are changing their name today.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard Warriors. You had a better idea there. What was your politician?
The Washington politicians. Why not?
So what are they going to change? We're going to change their logo to a guy in a suit picking my pocket or something like that? Or
maybe.
How's that going to work?
Maybe somebody reaching a pocket and pulling out $100 bills. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Who knows? Guy. But, I mean, the Indians are next to Cleveland Indians, and the Atlanta Braves said, nope, we're not changing their name.
Yeah. That's obviously up to the team. There's been some pressure there. This has been happening for a while. I mean, you and I, mentioned just areas upstate New York. Syracuse University used to be the Salt Team Warriors.
Yep.
Changed that. And you mentioned their minor league team went to the Chiefs, the Sky Chiefs. And
Sky Chiefs,
I don't know what is the Sky Chief. I don't even know what that is.
Don't know.
You said the Braves and the Blackhawks said that they're not doing
that.
That's anything,
right. They're not changing their name. Nope. No way. Nope. Now, the other thing is we got to talk about this. Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, said that there's consensus on both sides of the aisle for another stimulus bill, and the president is hoping they'll get one done between now and July 20th.
I don't know what's going to be in the stimulus. We've heard some things there in regards to more checks that are going out. I don't understand, quite frankly, the point behind that. I know there's going to be some more information coming out today. My point is when is this going to stop? The important thing right now is to keep the country going, keep the country opening up, not falling prey to all the nonsense. We obviously saw the cases obviously come up in Florida, but the testing in Florida has gone through the roof. You guys are at almost 150,000 tests a day.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinary. I mean, it really is. And, I always say, the numbers that they put out there are just not accurate in the sense that they're making comparisons. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
You're right.
How do you compare Florida now to New York and the Northeast back in the spring when back then there was only about 8,000 tests being done a day here? You can't make that comparison. It's stupid. And the media does it. It's people are brain dead. It's like apples to oranges. There's no common denominator. So you can't do it, but they do it anyway, and it's shameful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to the watchdogonwallstreet.com and find out all about him. Now, Trump advisor Stephen Moore, I saw him on Newsmax, the channel that you are on from time to time. I saw him talking about investors being worried if Joe Biden wins. What do you think?
Right now, by looking at the polls, it looks like Joe Biden is doing pretty well as far as the polls are concerned. The markets are most certainly concerned if Joe Biden wins. They're going to see taxes go up quite a bit, and obviously you'll hit to the markets because of that. Not to mention corporate tax rates as well that he wants to raise. So yeah, it's an issue.
The only problem with the polls is our old friend John Zogby. Remember him from University College of Syracuse University?
Yes.
He came out with a poll, and he says that Donald Trump is making a move towards Joe Biden. And in many of the polls, he's within the margin of error of what the Democrats have put out.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think the polls right now matter much.
No.
I don't. I think it's way too early. And I also think a lot of people just keep their mouth shut.
They do.
Like they did last time around. But it's something that we're going to be looking into. We're going to have to obviously see how things, move towards the fall. You get the country opened up, you get people back to school. I think we'll be heading in the right direction. It's a sense of normalcy that I think people are kind of, hoping and wishing for.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi and Betsy DeVos pretty much agree with opening up the schools again. Nancy says, however, it's got to be under the strict mandate of the CDC guidelines, and she wants the federal government to mandate that to all the states.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, they're going to come up with all sorts of mandates and ideas and
yep.
nonsensical things. I mean,
yep.
People are out and about. It is a very, very contagious disease. They're coming up with better ways of treating it. You're taking a look at the death numbers, which are coming down, which is fantastic. People who are at risk or have, issues of comorbidities, they've got to take greater precaution. We know all of this. And we've got to kind of get on with our lives because there's no way you're going to just stop it.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Elon Musk has just become richer than Warren Buffett, and he soared past Warren Buffett on the billionaires ranking list.
Again, when they put these lists out, I want to caution everybody to understand that, quite frankly, you're dealing with a situation where it's stock, and stock changes day to day. It's not cash, and it's what the valuations are, and people need to understand that. That's important. They talk about somebody's, oh, this one is worth this amount of money or that amount. Sure, but it's paper. They don't have that cash sitting in the bank. It's what their companies are worth.
Speaking of stock, the hedge fund Chatham won the auction in the bid for the Miami Herald publisher McClatchy Papers.
Yeah, again, good luck with that. Newspapers are not exactly. They haven't been doing well for a long time, and I think, there's obviously a myriad of reasons.
Well, they got to put news in there and quit putting opinions in there. They need to put news in there.
I agree with you, Matt, 110%. Mm-hmm. I think that they have to change. You go back to a model where you're actually doing hard news and you're actually not sticking your opinion into stories and you have narratives that are built. I think that you're heading in the right direction. I think a lot of these newspapers, they're all basically the same. They grab stories and from various different people from around the country. They don't do the work themselves. It's kind of like cut and paste operations. And I don't see what the value is behind that. I want journalists that actually go out there and do their jobs.
Now, presidential advisor Peter Navarro has said that more U.S. action will be needed on TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. There might come a point in time where they might just shut it out of the country.
Correct.
India doesn't allow it. There's issues they're saying in regards to information gathering and also propaganda. We'll see. Right now, I think that we're going to get some more information in regards to that laboratory in Wuhan. And I think that people are going to be rightfully disturbed by what comes out from that. And a lot of what we were told from the beginning in regards to this virus, I don't think was true. I do think that this is something that probably came. It's probably engineered in a laboratory, and the Chinese screwed up big time.
Yeah, that's what the consensus of the world is that the Chinese screwed something up and managed to get outside China, and then they lied about it.
Yeah. And, if that's the case, I mean, what's the fallout going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going to be handled? But it's going to be interesting.
Well, there's already lawsuits in the international courts against China for allowing this to happen. I don't know where that's going to go either, but I wouldn't even want to guess what the amounts of money would be by some of these countries.
Yeah. You're talking about the money. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be able to get that. It's just a matter of, how you're going to handle doing business with China moving forward.
Well, I don't think you would. I would. Would you trust them?
No, absolutely not.
There you go. So then we've reached a conclusion. The Captain's America Third Watch financial team says do not trust China. There you go. We got it out there. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I wouldn't trust China as far as you could throw them. They could say the earth is round, and I wouldn't believe them. Really. I'm being honest. I just don't trust China. All right, we're coming right back with more, and Frank Silvato, too.
You're listening to the Cap.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.